It's Monday the 29th of April and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Government Institutions Pension Fund has announced a pension and disability income benefits increase following a thorough actuarial due diligence process and in consideration of factors like the inflation rate, cost of living, affordability on the part of the fund, and the average annual return over the last 5 years. Here's the Manager for Stakeholder Engagement at the GIPF, Katrina Sikeni.
A 5% income increase for active annuitants pension, which is pensioners, spousal and child beneficiaries, effective 1 April 2024, a 5% income increase in respect of members on disability, effective 1 April 2024. Pensions and disability income that have been in place for a year or more are eligible for a full 5% increase, and those that are under a year are eligible for a pro rata increase based on the number of months the pension has been in effect.
This week is World Immunization Week, being held under the theme Humanly Possible, with this year celebrating 50 years of the expanded program on immunization by the World Health Organization. The Minister of Health and Social Services, Kalumbi Shangula, shares his message.
This week we are commemorating the Immunization Week. Vaccination is one of the most effective innovations ever created. It is estimated that between 2 and 3 million people are save every year because of vaccination. It is very much important, especially to have children vaccinated against childhood illness. Therefore, it is important really to make use of the opportunity presented by the invention of vaccine.
Staying with the WHO, antibiotics were extensively overused to treat COVID-19 patients in hospitals during the pandemic without improving clinical outcomes, while also potentially increasing the already serious and growing threat of antimicrobial resistance from superbugs, the UN World Health Organization spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris has revealed.
The advice was very clear right from the start. This was a virus. So it wasn't that there was any guidance or recommendation that clinicians go in this direction, but perhaps because people were dealing with something completely new, they were looking for whatever they thought might be appropriate.
Nigeria has secured a $600 million investment from A.P. Møller Mærsk, a Danish shipping and logistics company, for seaport infrastructure. Ajek Mangut reports.
President Bola Tinubu says the investment is meant to expand existing port infrastructure to accommodate more container shipping services in Nigerian ports. He said this will complement his administration's ongoing $1 billion investment in seaport reconstruction across the eastern and western seaports of Nigeria. The president said the funds will further support Nigeria's port modernization efforts and port process automation. The chairman, Robert Maersk, said his company had made significant investments of over $2 billion in Nigerian ports and other activities. He also stressed the need for expanding port infrastructure to meet demand while reducing the cost of logistics.
And finally, experts are predicting a warm winter for much of South Africa, attributing it to lingering effects of the El Nino climate pattern. Climate scientist Dr. Peter Johnston told the SABC that expectations for the country this winter include higher temperatures and minimum rainfall in some regions.
El Nino is therefore causing warm air and warm seas, and as a result, we certainly are going to expect a warmer than normal winter. That doesn't mean every day is going to be warmer, and it doesn't mean that every single month over winter is going to be warmer, but generally speaking, the forecasts are showing the temperatures over winter over South Africa will be warmer than normal.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.